Good morning and welcome to worship as we gather together in God's name on our third Sunday of our stewardship focus, God's Gifts to Us. This Sunday, we are celebrating our music ministries. A stewardship letter was mailed out. If you have not received yours, there are giving cards, estimate of giving cards at the back of the sanctuary, at each of the tables and at the Welcome Center. There is a letter also at the Welcome Center, so feel free to take one of each with you, and that way you'll have that information as well. I am Reverend Corrine Borath. This morning, joining me in leading worship is Brian Jones, Sue Finger, members of the music department, with our special music provided by our talented sanctuary choir. This morning in the narthex following worship, we will have our own BSA member, Grace Stout, will be selling her popcorn. If you desire to take home some popcorn with you, she will have that available after the worship service. Tonight is a very special opportunity as our sanctuary choir will be joined by choirs from First Presbyterian, Christ Lutheran, and St. Mary's. We'll be singing and sharing about their Christian outreach ministries. You are encouraged to make the effort and join us for the Caring Hearts Community Concert right here at 6 p.m. The concert will raise funds for the Christian Center and Willow Place, the men's and women's homeless facilities here in town, and the money will be split evenly between the two. There will also be a reception following the concert. Next Sunday, we will conclude our stewardship focus with a celebration of God's gifts meal. There will be spaghetti and breadsticks provided, both a non-meat vegetarian variety of spaghetti, as well as our meat sauce spaghetti, breadsticks, and you are invited to bring your sides, your salads, and your desserts as we gather in Fellowship Hall immediately after this worship service next Sunday. Let us just celebrate being together and being this church. The Welcome Center has many other opportunities and information. Please take a look at that. Also in your bulletin, it may be handy to carry that home with you. There is a calendar and announcements within that as well. And as we share our pathway, our lives sing to God when we are living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. Let us now stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. As you return to your seats, let us center our hearts for worship with the music from Sue Finger and Michelle Murray.
Good morning. I'd like to invite you to stand as you're able and join me in our call of worship this morning. In the midst of our failures, we stand in God's grace. In the midst of our struggles, we boast in our hope through Christ. In the midst of our suffering, we claim the endurance given by the Holy Spirit. In every part of our lives, the love of our divine Creator has been poured into our hearts. Let us be open to this love as we join together in worship.
God's wisdom turns the wisdom of the world upside down. God calls us to unexpected and extravagant opportunities to grow in our gifts and in our faith. Holding things close in fear distracts us from the path of discipleship, but trusting in God and in God's future leads us to great generosity and joy. Let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise.
May you see God's eyes on us.
we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that we can always trust in you. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. With our offerings, we worship you and give you our whole selves. Please take our money and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence, we pray. May it be a great blessing to many. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Done with the hatred and done with war. Come lift the lonely, come lift up the poor. Done with the hatred and done with war. Come lift the lonely, come lift up the poor. Done with the hatred and done with war. Come lift the lonely, come lift up the poor.
Good morning. Verses from Psalm 150 say, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. This was going to be a little interactive today, just so you know. It is a joy to talk about the music program at First Methodist Church. There are many things that contribute to our music program: faithfulness in our musicians, diversity in musical offerings, and a great deal of talent. With a wide age span, with children 3 years and older in the children's choir to members on the other end of the spectrum being involved in our music program, I'm not going to say the age on the other end of the spectrum, too many of us are there, we are blessed as many offerings and opportunities abound. I'm going to talk about each or mention each of the musical groups that we have, and as I call each one, if you are a member or have ever been a member of these groups, if you're up here, just raise your arm. If you're here, you're going to stand, please. Members of Sanctuary Choir, if you've ever been a member or are one now, raise your hand if you're in Sanctuary Choir. Okay, thank you. And I see a couple people sitting out there. Fantastic. If you are or ever have been a member of Alpha Brass or other brass ensembles. If you have ever been a member of Wesley Bells. If you have ever been a member of the children's choir or been active in helping with the children's musical, go ahead and stand or raise your hand. Yes. Arrows of the Almighty, Joyful Jazz, and the Jazz Combo, and finally, Wesley Chorale. Mark, pitch my. Great, thank you. So the rest of you that are supposed to come over and come over here. We are also blessed to have many good musicians who share their talent in our summer music program at Davis Park, as well as several services throughout the year which add depth to our services. Those include Return Sunday, Lessons and Carols, Good Friday, Easter, and of course our Caring Heart concert that will be held this evening, and I hope you all will be here. I have to thank two special people. One is our choir librarian, Peg Peter, who works with so many tasks behind the scenes, necessary work to keep us organized and functioning. Thank you, Peg, for your work. And of course, Michelle Murray, who blesses us with her extraordinary talent throughout the year. As you can imagine, there are many levels of difficulty in music, and when I spend time listening to songs the choir might sing, I never have to worry if Michelle can play it or not. That is not the case in many churches. So, Michelle, we are blessed to have you with us. And now a few of these folks are going to just give you a very brief comment on what they like about different parts of our music program. James?
All right, so my name is James Sirks. I am a senior at Anderson University, and this is my fourth year singing here at United Methodist Church. So as a college student, it can be really hectic sometimes between classes and homework and all the assignments that we have. So it's easy on Sunday mornings to just kind of want to sleep in some days and just skip church, which I know. But being in choir has been a blessing to me. It's been something that not only keeps me accountable in being at church on Sundays, but it's been something that has helped me be part of this church and be part of Sunday mornings. And it's been a blessing because it helps me use my talents to worship God in the way that I know best, and I thank you for that.
I'm Elizabeth Murray, and I've been part of this church, I think, since the 90s at some point. And when I think about being in this choir, one of the craziest things is that when I sat down at Eastside Middle School in 1995 in Mrs. Finger's choir, I never imagined that nearly 30 years later, I would still be being conducted by her and having her find opportunities for me to play violin with the choir. It's been a lot of years, and it's been a tremendous blessing to not only sing great music, but to be part of an awesome community. The whole church, but also the choir has a special place, of course.
My name is Mark Finger. Many of you know me, and some of you even respect me. But I've been the conductor of Alpha Brass for 15 years. We just are in our 15th year. And it doesn't seem possible because we have a good time. We have many church members here who are charter members. Mark Murray, Sarah Moody, or Sarah Taylor, Chris Taylor, Nate Hosteller. Yeah, good catch. Brian Jones. There may be a few others, but we have a good time. And we started out with about 15 people begging on my knees, please come and play with us at the Christmas service. It's going to be our first performance. Since then, we have over 30 people, and a lot of it has been people, friends of ours, who have said, ooh, that sounds like fun. I want to come play. We have people who have been professors of music at Ball State University. We've got people who are lay people who love to just play their instruments and come out and join us, and it's a great time. We feel very fortunate that the church sponsors us. None of us are paid, and we still come out every 2 weeks to rehearsal and come to play for church services, the 4 or 5 concerts we do a year. We have a good time. It's good fellowship as well as playing good music of faith.
Good morning. My name is Nate Hostetler, and I've had the privilege of being involved in many of our music ensembles here at First United Methodist Church. I wanted to take a moment and express how much I appreciate Alpha Brass. The music has always been such a joy and connection for me, but playing in this group has elevated that experience even more. Playing with the fine musicians in the group is a true musical treat. I've performed at many great venues with the group, the Indiana Convention Center, the IMEA Professional Development Concert, the local Paramount Theater, and of course right here in our beautiful sanctuary. Those are just a few of the venues that we've performed in. Rehearsal is also a wonderful fellowship experience, from playing great music to cracking jokes with this guy. Our time together is truly enjoyable. And the other musicians and I discuss teaching music in our local schools, discussing ways to make our own programs even better. Alpha Brass is a truly wonderful music-making experience, and it's an honor that First United can host it. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Marty Tupling, and I am a member of the Wesley Bells. When Chris and I first started attending church here, I remember seeing the Wesley Bells playing and thinking how neat it was that they had a bell choir here at the church. And it took me back to times when I was younger in school as a child and getting to go to a local church and play handbells with them. When I was asked to join the Wesley Bells, I jumped at the opportunity and ever since then have enjoyed playing. Each week at practice and on Sundays, it gives me the opportunity to pause and enjoy playing music. While our practices are usually involve lots of laughter, mixed with a little bit of frustration, oftentimes you'll hear a lot of, oh, that was me, I had a wrong note. And we're reminded that to make sure when we play on Sundays that we don't say things like that when we mess up. But we're also encouraged to keep trying and ensure that with practice we will get better, and we usually do. I am very thankful that the Wesley Bells gives me the opportunity and everyone else in the bell choir the opportunity to showcase our musical talents for you.
My name is Sarah Taylor, and I was asked to talk about why I enjoy leading the Wesley Bells and Arrows of the Almighty. I feel very fortunate to have been given the opportunities to serve the church through leading these groups. I love the time spent making music with people that I care about. And both of these groups have pushed me forward in my faith as I try to choose music that is meaningful for both the congregation and the musicians that participate. I also love the support that comes from all of you. Your kind words after a Bell Sunday or an Arrow Sunday are so appreciated. There are certainly times when the rehearsal schedule or the task of picking music becomes overwhelming, but knowing how much the church appreciates the musical offerings makes the jobs a lot easier. I'm looking forward to another year of making music with my friends and sharing that music with my church family.
My name is, lipstick on the mic. My name is Rachel Hostetler, and I'm a part of a few music groups here, including Wesley Chorale. Wesley Chorale is an a cappella choir with singers of a small group from our main choir. The group prepares a slightly different repertoire of sacred choral music, and it's focused mainly on spirituals and hymn arrangements. As a musician who's always seeking challenge, I love this group for the level of skill that's required, and we occasionally sing in six-part harmony, and I think it sounds really good. As Susan would say, we sound like professionals. I think that our highly musical congregation, which you all are, appreciates the musical variety that Wesley Chorale provides.
My name is Chris Taylor, and I began coming to this church December 24th, 2002, I know exactly when, and I used to sit right over there, and it was soon after, like, we would sing hymns, and somebody turned around, like, why aren't you in the choir? And I would just kind of shudder my face, but it happened soon after, and then I became involved with the music program, and I think I am the only person to be involved with every single adult group because of the jazz combo is so small, so, and that includes the women's chorus, who I conduct the one, so I'm an honorary member there. But the being a part of the jazz program has been very fun. A few years ago, I was invited to play a jazz church service, and I came back and I said something to Sue, and of course, since I opened my mouth, that meant we were going to do one here, and I was going to be in charge. And so we put that together the first time, and people really enjoyed it. And it's similar to some of the other groups where people come up every week and say, or every time, I wish we could do this every week. And as much as I appreciate the sentiment, what I like is that we do that just a few times a year, and it helps keep everything fresh, and it's a new and different way of leading worship each time.
My name is Abby Mercer, and I'm the director of the children's choir here. I have really enjoyed getting to know all of the kids and make music with them. We love to lift up our voices and move and play bells, all to show our love and appreciation for our Lord. Choir is a great opportunity for the kids to grow in their friendships, but also create new ones. So I'm very excited to continue to lift up our voices and make a joyful noise for the Lord.
My name is Erin Stout. A couple of years ago, Sue approached me and Rachel and asked what we would think about teaming up together to start a children's musical here at First United Methodist. And I was on board, but I was a little trepidatious because I had no experience doing children's musicals at the time. And so I thought, you know what, let's just give it a go. And boy, has it been such a rewarding experience, not just for us as directors, but for the kids as well. We've had kids come from outside of our congregation because their friends invited them, and some of them have come back both years and said, I looked forward to this all year long. I couldn't wait to do it again. So not only do the kids learn about singing and dancing and all that stuff, but more importantly, they learn the message of whatever the musical is we're doing that year. They learn fellowship. They learn teamwork. And it really has become a family experience. There's always a moment, at least in the last 2 years, there's always been a moment where there's one song that's just really meaningful and you get the chills and goosebumps. Because for whatever reason, when that message comes from the mouths of our children, oh boy, it just really gives you the tingle. So that was my favorite part of the musical.
Hi, my name is Michelle Murray. And what brings me the most joy is playing piano. And this Mason and Hamlin here in our sanctuary is one of the finest pianos I have ever played. And what I'm most grateful for is being able to work with Sue Finger, who is the best music director I've ever worked with. I'm grateful for the love and support I feel from the pastors and the congregation in this church. The music program provides me with an opportunity to play music with my husband and my daughter, both for worship services and for special programs. My husband loves being a part of Alpha Brass and looks forward to the rehearsals and the performances. I love being part of the music program at this church.
I'm going to end with this quote. Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us. Would you recognize all of our musicians, please?
Talk about a tough act to follow. Would you please join me in our prayer? Dear glorious God, we come to you today asking to meet with you. We know that you are here because you are always with us. Nevertheless, we ask that you show your presence to each person here in a unique, personal, heart-stirring way. In Psalm 42:2, the author says, "I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and meet with him?" Lord, we too have a thirst for you and desire to meet with you in this time of worship. We pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us as we gather together in your name. Open our hearts and minds to receive your word, to hear your voice, and to experience your presence through word and through music. Fill us with joy as we meet with you. Show us your glory and splendor. Open the eyes of our hearts to know you more and delight in you. May this time of worship be a time to encounter with you, our living God. In Jesus' name, we now pray the Lord's Prayer as one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our New Testament lesson is from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we are subject to God's anger just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For they raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done to us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. This is God's word for God's people today. Be to God.
If you have never used it, I'm sure you've heard of it. The commercials are kind of rampant, and that is Indeed.com. That is an organization that helps employers find people who are seeking jobs, and also those who want to find a job to find one. But something else that they do is they actually give guidance, career guidance, to those seeking jobs. And to employers, they make suggestions on how to employ and what questions you might ask. I was really intrigued as I kind of went through the employee part of that at one time. And one of the questions that they suggest an employer ask is, when you walk into a room, what song would you choose to have play every time you entered? Think about that. And why? Well, the reason that an employer is encouraged to ask something like that is it tells a lot about the personality very quickly of the person that's seated in front of you being interviewed, and it also tells you what they think of themselves. They gave an example of one person who was there for an interview and said, well, I would choose Don't Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. And when responding to why, that person said, well, it's a very lighthearted, cheerful song, and plus, it just encourages people not to worry, and we do a whole lot of that. I would hope that when I walk into the room that people don't have as much to worry about anymore. Tells you a lot about that person. I might ask you, if you were to choose a song that would play every time that you entered a room, what would you choose? What would that say about you? Well, we can learn an awful lot about our God by the music that God promotes, that God is a part of. One of the most endearing images of our God is found for me in the Old Testament in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, where it says, God rejoices over you with joyful songs. About that powerful image. That reminds me of being a mother and singing over my beloved children as I would rock them asleep. And our God loves us that way, sings joyful songs over each one of us, an act of love. The Bible is full of other scriptures. We hear in Job 28 that in creation, the morning stars sang together. We hear also from Scripture, Revelation 14 tells us that God is surrounded by angelic choirs and redeemed sinners' songs. You and I, we're going to be singing, whether we're sitting up here or here. We're going to join in song together. And Psalms tells us throughout Psalms, many of the different Psalms tell us that we are to rejoice, sing praise to God. And so song music is a part of who God is because God created our music. It is from God. But it's interesting to me that in our scripture today, Ephesians 2, there's neither any mention of music or song. However, there is mention of why we would sing praise to God. And it's very specific. In fact, this passage for me from Ephesians 2 is one of the most powerful metaphors for love in Scripture. It tells us here very explicitly that through God's grace, God made us alive in Jesus Christ. God took us from death and made us alive in Jesus Christ. Well, it also talks about Paul wanted to make sure that we understood where we came from to be able to understand what kind of gift this is and how it would induce us to rejoice and sing praise to God. In And so he goes on to describe us as a sinner. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm reminded all the time that I'm a sinner, right? But what does that mean? What does it mean to you and I to be called a sinner? Does it mean that we're weak? Does it mean that we're sick, spiritually sick? Does it mean that we just haven't tried hard enough? No. None of that. According to Paul, according to our scripture, it means that we are dead. We're not alive. We are dead. And no one who is dead can bring themselves back to life. And so this gift from God, this gift of God's grace that makes us alive again through Jesus Christ is powerful. A powerful, powerful gift. To be dead and stay that way, to never accept the gift of God's grace, to never choose that means that we experience eternal death rather than eternal life. But God offers us eternal life. Now that word but, this translation doesn't use it, it uses the word so. But through most of the translations, the word but is very prominent in this Ephesians chapter 2. But God offers us God's grace instead. This little word that connects, the but, it's a connective word. We use it so often that we just really don't think it has very much meaning. But that word is extremely powerful in our language. Because basically what it is saying is that it is negating everything that we've said before. And here's an example of how that works. Someone has done some work for me as an employer, and it's a report, and I say, I really appreciate all the work that you've put in this, but it's not what I wanted to have. Now, which part of that sentence would you pay attention to? If you're like most of us, it's the after the but that makes the impact. The first part doesn't really even count in our own minds, right? And so it is throughout our language. And I encourage you to think about how you use that word. But even in songs, I looked up some song titles. I thought it was kind of interesting. There's one that comes out of 2018. It was released, and it says, "I love you, but I'm letting you go." And then I love Michael Bolton. I thought this was just interesting, too. He says, "Said I loved you, but I lied." I didn't listen to the songs, but the titles were catchy. But that is completely different than our God. Our God offers us life. New life. We were dead. You and I were dead. And through God's gift of grace in Jesus Christ, made us alive. That is something to truly rejoice. And Paul, as in Paul's fashion, as Paul always does, he goes on. Because there's more. When we have been gifted this gift, in verse 10, at the very end of our passage, Paul says to us, you are God's masterpiece. You have been given life anew in Jesus Christ. Go and do good. We are to share. We are to do good. We have heard from our musicians this morning, from the music department. They are doing good in rejoicing. They spend hours and hours and hours rehearsing and preparing and planning. As Sue says, as she listens to hours of music deciding on even what to rehearse. All of that takes place. They are doing God's work. In doing the music, preparing the music that leads us in praising our God for this gift of amazing grace. There was a woman in one of my churches that also, she had sung in the choir, she played the piano. She became too incapacitated to leave home anymore, but she didn't want to give up on music. And she said, you know, Pastor, I really believe what the Bible says, that I need to keep doing what I can do for God. So she took it out an ad in the newspaper, the local, little local paper. This was a newspaper that came out once a week, to tell you how small that was. And in the paper, she said, pianist will play your favorite hymn over the phone when you call. And it gave her telephone number. And she, within just a couple months, when someone would call, she'd say, what's your favorite hymn? What would you like me to play for you? She reported to me that she had had hundreds of people call for that gift of love and encouragement from the hymns that praise God. That's powerful ministry. That is doing good of Jesus Christ. We are all called to do the good that God has created us to do. And part of that in our stewardship focus is, part of that is giving our times and our talents, but also giving financially what we can do to continue the ministry so that others may know about this amazing grace that God offers. So as we sing together, we're going to sing, to God be the glory, as we sing praise to our God. Be prayerful about what you may give to continue the ministries of this church that reach others. Let us sing together.
Thank you.
all were dead. And through the grace of our loving God, through Jesus Christ, we have been given new life. Let us go rejoicing with hearts that sing God's praise. Amen.